This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Delhi. He inaugurated around 1,700 newly constructed flats for the dwellers of JJ clusters and handed over keys to eligible beneficiaries in Ashok Vihar in the national capital. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also inaugurated two urban redevelopment projects, the World Trade Center at Nauroji Nagar and the General Pool Residential Accommodation, GPRA Type 2 Quarters at Sarojini Nagar. Besides, the Prime Minister also inaugurated the Central Board of Secondary Education's Integrated Office Complex at Dwarka, built at around 300 crore rupees. It includes offices, auditorium, advanced data center, comprehensive water management system, among others. The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of three new projects in Delhi University, worth over 600 crore rupees. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the wide range of development works launched today will boost the ease of living for the people of Delhi. He added that these endeavours reflect the government's unwavering commitment to nurturing future generations by empowering them with knowledge, innovation and opportunities. President Draupadi Murmu took part in the Golden Jubilee celebrations of the National Institute of Mental Health and Neurosciences in Bengaluru today. On the occasion, the President inaugurated a new psychiatry block, central laboratory complex and hostel building. She also dedicated to the nation the advanced 3T MRI scanner and DSA machine. Addressing the gathering, the President lauded NIMHANS for the dedicated service towards the noble cause of mental health and neurosciences. She said NIMHANS today is an undisputed leader in mental health and neurosciences globally. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav launched several projects for Assam from Guwahati today. On the occasion, the Union Minister flagged off three trains, Guwahati New Lakhimpur Jan Shatabdi Express, New Bongaigaon Guwahati Passenger Train, and Tinsukia Naharlagun Express, and dedicated a road over bridge. He also inaugurated a 10 kW FM transmitter at Akashvani Kokrajhar virtually from Guwahati. In addition, the minister also virtually launched the National Institute of Electronics and Information Technology in Guwahati. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav said Prime Minister Narendra Modi turned the Look East policy into Act East policy for the development of Northeastern region, and now investments are pouring into the region. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has announced projects worth 12,500 crore rupees to improve the transport system and reduce congestion and pollution in Delhi. He also announced a fund of 1,200 crore rupees from the Central Road and Infrastructure Fund for Delhi. Under the project, Delhi-Katra Expressway will provide direct connectivity to vehicles coming from Jammu and Kashmir and Punjab to the Indira Gandhi International Airport and Delhi-Mumbai Expressway. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired the 7th meeting of the Islands Development Agency IDA in New Delhi. The meeting was attended by Andaman and Nicobar Lieutenant Governor Devendra Kumar Joshi, Lakshadweep Administrator Praful Patel, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan and other senior officials. The IDA set up in 2017 focuses on the holistic development of islands in the country. A delegation-level talk was held between the Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Minister of Foreign Affairs of Maldives Abdullah Khalil in New Delhi today. During his opening remarks, Dr. Jaishankar said both the countries increased engagements in various sectors. He reiterated that India always stood with Maldives and the country has facilitated the exports of essential commodities to Maldives. In Kerala, a CBI special court in Ernakulam today sentenced 10 CPIM activists to life imprisonment in connection with the murder of two youth Congress workers, Sharath Lal and Kripesh, at Periya in Kasargod district in 2019. A fine of 1 lakh rupees each were also imposed on them. In cricket, India's batting order again crumbled against Australia on the first day of the decisive fifth and final test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Sydney. The visitors were bundled out for 185 runs in the first innings in the post-lunch session. Rishabh Pant with 40 of 898 runs was the top scorer for India, while Scott Boland, who took 4 wickets, was the pick of the Australia bowlers. And that is the end of this news bulletin.